Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Extended, Business on the Edge Extended. Hey, we want to thank our listeners today. I appreciate you for tuning in every week. Let me get on my game here. It has been a minute. I've been out of sorts. So we always want to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership around the globe. The Business on the Edge team is always working hard to bring you entertaining shows, great guests, business resources, professional development resources that inspires you, your business, and professional growth. I have really been out of sorts. I have disconnected like a week and a half of Blog Talk Radio Extended for Business on the Edge, but not because we're not working on things. We're working on structuring and bringing you shows that are much more entertaining, in-depth information that can really support the work and the efforts that you're trying to do with your own businesses. So keep in touch with us. Stay connected. Connect with us on facebook.com/businessontheedge. We will also give you information and keep you updated on what we're doing, what we have going on. And we want to make sure that you get everything that you need. And what's on the grill today? Business on the Edge Grill. Lunch grill. You are in for, we have launched some training classes for small businesses and professionals. We have launched intensive, ridiculously packed with resources and information that you can get a hold of. If you're here in the Bay Area, you can certainly come to our classes that are located in Milpitas area, San Jose area, Silicon Valley area. If you are not, we are going to be doing these same classes and offering them on our webinars. So stay connected with us for that. Again, you can get that information as we continue to move forward with these classes, training classes at businessontheedge.biz. That is our website. So what did we kick off with? Well, April was our kickoff month for the training classes. So we're grilling up training classes. And the first thing that we focused on for the small business training classes and business professional development were, you know, we're in the social media marketing networking madness, you know, social media madness. Silicon Valley does this contest. It's called Social Media Madness. And we are instilling and sharing and giving you information that can get you structured and set up so that way your social media, whatever you're doing, your networking can work for you. So what did we talk about? I'm going to give you a nutshell version, and then we'll jump to the other class we did this week, and you can kind of get a gist of what's going on. And again, you know, this is intensive stuff, intensive information to you know, if you want to win, you know, and this is something that I talk about in our classes, summits, training classes, seminars, whatever. I cannot care more about your business than you do. It's just impossible. And small businesses, and we love to say that small businesses are the backbone of this country. Well, I got news for you. Small businesses are the backbone of this country, and we need support. And when our politicians are saying that, and are you know, you see these great campaigns, and they're talking about small businesses and how to support them, we need a little bit more support rather than just a political campaign that's standing on the shoulders of small businesses. They need, and I'd love to see some changes with some of the offerings that nonprofits get, that small businesses that are really working hard, that are paying their taxes, that are connected to their communities, to get some other incentives that would help them build their businesses easier. Because why? Small businesses are the backbone of this country. Are you kidding me? They're hiring more than 60% of the workforce. They can't get, you know, some serious support, you know. So that's just, you know, that's a burden in my saddle. So I'm that's just not going to go away from me. I'm going to talk about it. So what I've done at Business on the Edge is said, hey, I'm going to help you as much as I can. I'm going to create some classes that are low cost, high impact, high information in terms of getting results in your businesses that, you know, small businesses can't pay $500 to American Marketing Association for your marketing classes. You know, it's a bit of a stretch. Now, when I say small businesses, I'm not talking about really small businesses that are very strong, that are really growing out of that small business category, but moving to that mid-sized business category, because there's something working for them, and they're implementing strategies that we see working for large corporations. So small businesses can grow. They can grow from small businesses to mid-sized businesses to large corporation businesses. So we want to, and for those that are young companies that are emerging, that you're thinking about, you know, doing some business, you need some support. You need a coach. You need someone who can red flag you and say, hey, that's not a good choice. Watch out, because you're getting ready to be taken advantage of the vultures, like in the banking system. There's a lot of stuff that they know that you don't know. So when you're going to get a loan, don't sign on the dotted line until you have asked all necessary questions. Even if you think they're stupid questions, stop. Don't sign on the dotted line. When you go and get loans from banks, once they decide to give you a loan, believe me, they're trying to rush you into signing on the dotted line like nobody's business. So don't do that. I am actually sending out an email live right here to some of our attendees to our class this week. Our class on Monday was a two-hour small business startup. What now? Class. What now? What now? So we're going to talk about that in a few minutes, but I want to let them know that I'm on air right now and they can tune in. So come and tune in live, right? So we want to keep you connected. I know that's crazy, right? You know, sending emails live while you're on the air. Why not? Why not? Business on the Edge is edgy for a reason. So the first workshop was small social media marketing. And here's the topic. These are the things that I address. What is social media? And I'm going to tell you, there's services and channels that make innovative use of new online technologies to accomplish conversations, communications, and marketing goals. So it's not just social networking. It is social media. And it's a little bit broader than just social networking. So we want to keep that. We wanted to give them that information. We talked about, what is social media marketing? What is that? That's referring to the online services for relationship selling. So it's not the same as selling on the radio. It's not the same as selling on TV or in print. It is a different language. It is a different approach. And that's why larger organizations, corporations, and have these great ad companies, and they are not seeing the results that they want to see on, like, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, and so on. And you're seeing the younger generation really kick off with how they're utilizing these tools. Very different. We have to think about these strategies. We talked about social media costs. You know, I just have to scratch my head at this. Is that why would you pay someone $1,500 to set up your Facebook page? Are you kidding me? You pay for what you don't know. Stop it. Read. Just read. Go to facebook.com/marketing, and you're going to have a bunch of tools right there that's going to help you get out of the gate. Save your resources. Spend what you have to spend, and then bring in those experts when you need them. Don't spend it on things that you can actually save in your financial arsenal as a small business entrepreneur and go, and, you know, I hear this all the time. Oh, I don't want to know Facebook. I don't really want to do this. I don't want to do Twitter. I don't want to do, you don't want to win in today's market is what you're saying. That's what you're crying about. And that's what I'm grilling up at. You know, if you don't want to win, you're not going to do the things that you need to do. And granted, small businesses don't have a lot of personnel resources. So you have to wear 10 different hats. You have to do things that you don't feel like doing. You know, you might have to do your books, you know. And if you are, use QuickBooks. Don't just use Excel spreadsheets. It's not enough. Use QuickBooks. QuickBooks has a great online service, so you can start there. It's a monthly cost. I think it's like $30 a month, something ridiculously inexpensive just to get you going. QuickBooks is a great tool for small businesses, but you might have to learn that. And then as your company grows, you can bring someone in to do that. So we talk about, like I said, social media costs. We talk about top social media networking sites. It's not like rocket science, right? But they do rank. And, of course, Facebook being number one in that ranking, Twitter being number two, of course, and ta-da, LinkedIn being number three, and then we have Pinterest coming up right behind them. And then MySpace, are you kidding? MySpace is still ranking the top, and I'm totally shocked, but I think that's going to go away, no offense to MySpace, but I think you're going to be knocked right out of the running within the next, I wouldn't be surprised if it's within the next year or two, because you got Instagram coming up, and Instagram is not ranking in the top, they're not even ranking in the top 10 or top 15 right now, but it's coming up fast. Instagram is gaining a lot of popularity amongst the younger groups, 20-year-olds to 30-plus year old. So that is, and I would say up to maybe early 30s. So they're coming up. But Google Plus is right behind MySpace. So I think Google Plus is really going to be the one that knocked MySpace out of the running in terms of that ranking. I'm just saying, we'll see. And when it happens, I'll talk about it. What else did we talk about for small business training? And I'm just giving you the highlights. I can't go through my whole presentation. It was just, and in 2 hours, it's already ridiculously mad social media marketing. I have to, you know, I tell them I'm in a slow hurry, slow enough to give them the information and fast enough to try to get them out in 2 hours. Ridiculous. Social media reports. Reporting on small businesses and how small businesses are actually seeing some really great results with their social media work in it, and you do have to work it. Now, Facebook might say, and they do say it, and I was in a presentation with Facebook with Salesforce. You are familiar with Salesforce, also very, very popular resources, cloud sources, data.com and all of that over there with Mark Benoff. They are expanding like crazy. Get connected with Salesforce. Definitely, I recommend them highly, strongly for businesses, any businesses, any size, from small business to large corporations. Definitely a benefit to your company. But Facebook attended, and Facebook stood and said, look, you want to Facebook your business once a week, a minimum. I'm telling you, Facebook has over 9 million followers. They can do that. Don't listen to that. They're wrong. And you could tell Mark Zuckerberg that I said it wrong. Small businesses, if you're trying to push your page and you're trying to grow it, you need to work your page every day. You need to post at least 2 to 3 times a day to grow your audience. Give them information. Don't just think about selling to them. Give them information that's relevant. Help them solve some problems. Give them quotes. We do daily quotes for the most part. Sometimes I miss that, but like I'll put a post out there today. I love daily quotes just to kind of inspire and just say cool little things about integrity, leadership, doing business well, you know, things like you'll see a quote. I like to say, you know, when you're doing the thing that you love, you're living life on purpose, or, you know, success is not by chance. It is planned and it is purpose, because it just doesn't, like, you're lucky. No, you're not lucky. You worked hard. So no one's lucky. You just worked hard, okay, in great business development. So we talked about social media etiquette. You have to have some etiquette. You just can't. You should. You can. You can pretty much say anything on social sites. But if you're building your business, you don't want to just say anything. You want to be smart on what you're saying, and you want to ask provoking questions. You want to make sure that you're engaging your audience, and your audience wants to engage you back. I have a caller. How about that? So I'm going to bring my caller in just a second, as soon as I wrap up the social media here in just a second. What else did we talk about? Social media. This is just my overview. I'm not even past slide two. Are you kidding? I'm like, okay, social media marketing plan. You have your business plans, and you have marketing plans and such, your business plans. But then you should do a business plan. You're always planning. There's social media plans, web plans. You know, when you're doing a project, you have project plans. And so you're not going to get away from planning. And you want to do a social media marketing plan, and you want to track your results. You want to see how you're doing. We track our results. Like my results on Blog Talk Radio are a little lower because I went MIA on you guys. And I'm sorry, but I needed to go MIA on you because I am pushing out so much information, and I'm trying to get information to you, and I'm trying to re-strategize and develop how we're going to do this Blog Talk Radio extended so we can make it more and more exciting for you. And we're going to keep growing, you know, our audience here, connecting you with our AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge show here in the Bay Area. We are live every Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. in all of the nine Bay Area counties and worldwide via the Internet. So you can listen live at www.kdow.biz. I am trying to help you win. I am trying to help you succeed. And sometimes I need to strategize and structure. And so he says, well, why would you just leave the audience kind of hanging on Blog Talk Radio? Because I'm building. I'm trying to get things to you, and I'm trying to come back to you live and say we've got some new exciting things. And so if we are MIA, check on our Facebook page. Check with us on Business on the Edge. I'm not far away. I am just trying to make sure that when we're engaging, so we don't have to drop out on shows. We are a small business, which means that I'm wearing a zillion hats. And if you can count to a zillion, really, on the Blog Talk Radio show, I'm just kidding. I'm like, I will give you a free episode on the AM 1220 KDOW show that's live that will give you so much exposure for your business. But I'm thinking you probably can't count to a zillion, and we don't have a zillion minutes. So, you know, we're not going to do it. Anyway, but it was fun to think about. So we talked about, of course, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We kind of drilled down a little bit on them, and we spent a lot of time, more time than I anticipated, on Facebook because it is, for obvious reasons, there's a lot of resources on Facebook. Again, you know, really do your due diligence. If you read, you can save yourself a lot of money just by reading. And I'm telling you, a great place to read. Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn all have resources. All have resources, training resources, information on how to, and this is without buying any ads or anything like that, getting your page going, branding your page on Facebook. Twitter has some other unique features to kind of make your page a little bit more interesting. LinkedIn is fantastic for professionals. If you are a professional and not on LinkedIn, I am really scratching my head. And I'm like, and you're on Blog Talk Radio, listen to this, and you're not on LinkedIn? Not good, not good. You need to get on LinkedIn because that is a place that you can certainly connect and get opportunities a lot quicker as professionals, as individuals on LinkedIn. I've gotten a lot of work. In fact, I've gotten just recently an invitation to go speak at Asher College in San Francisco, and I'm looking forward to doing that. I get opportunities. And so building your profile out on LinkedIn is absolutely imperative, you know, to get people endorsing your page and find out what you're doing and being connected with other professionals. Join some groups. You know, I'm part of groups on LinkedIn. So great. Twitter is great. Twitter is just about information. you know, get information out there to people. And then we talked about extreme results and what that is based on. And then finally, we talked about social media benefits for small businesses, which was all very, very, very cool. I am going to bring in our caller because it would be kind of nice to see what they have to say. Hello, you're on Blog Talk Radio, Business on the Edge Extended with Margaret Jackson. How are you?
Hi, Ms. Jackson.
Hi, yes. How are you?
Fantastic. I just want to say thank you so much for the resources that we received in taking your class with regards to all of the different contracts, the plans, the consulting agreements. You just like over-inundated us with all of these different tools and resources to help us get started. And any questions you had, you were so graciously patient with us to answer all of them. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for one, even having these training classes at an affordable cost, and then plus providing the resource kit to go along with it to help us get started and implement the information that was given. So I just wanted to tell you thank you.
I appreciate you calling in and just giving us a really cool testimonial on the class that, and Carla, you want to tell everyone your name?
I'm Lorenza.
Lorenza, thank you for attending the class. I appreciate it. And if you didn't get that is Lorenza. I'm going to work on my Spanish. You know, I got all these Spanish guys around my house, like Spanish for Dummies. You know, I like the dummy books, by the way. Dummy books are fantastic to get you up and going, too, as well. So, you know, when you see these going to bookstores, I'm a really big book person. I like to read, and so I'll do a lot of dummy stuff. That's funny. So, anyway, the class that Lorenzo's talking about is a class that we just had this Monday, past Monday, Small Business Startup, What Now? That's one of the number one questions I get from business owners, newbies, and they'll say, what do I do now? Or if they're just trying to get ready to go, entrepreneurs, they want to start a business, and they're going, what do I do now? How do I start up? And so I get this often, so I decided to structure a class that will kind of solve some of those problems and questions. And the kit that Lorenzo's talking about is a startup kit that they get after finishing the class. I send out in a digital form, a kit that's valued at more than $3,000. You know, they're getting master contracts, they're getting consulting contracts, they're getting checklists for starting your business. Even if they're in business, it's smart to do. They're getting price, you know, structuring. They're getting information. So many documents. We sent so much information. In fact, that information went out this morning. We do a turnaround about, you know, 2 days or so after the class, 72 hours tops. But we got it out a little early, which was fantastic. But they get resources to help them win. And whereas SCORE are fantastic places, you know, if you have Work the Future, these are really great places to start off. And we actually had Work the Future on my AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge show, Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. And one of the things that they said, which was fantastic, business owners space, these organizations are tied together, Work the Future and business owners space. And they said, you know what? You kind of hand-hold everyone. You pick up where we leave off, and you add this extra value. And that's what we try to do, so that when you come to us and you spend $45 for a two-hour class, you're like, $45, that's really inexpensive. And I do that, and you get a lot of very rich information. I do that because I understand the hardship costs, you know, the love money that you're putting into your business. And my goal is I cannot offer the classes at no cost. I have to offer at some cost. And so we decided on what cost could we offer for these two-hour classes that would make sense and anyone could take them. The scenario was like targeted Target and Walmart. You can kind of go there. Anyone can shop there. With us, anyone can shop with us in terms of business structuring, and our quality is extremely high in terms of the value that you get in return for that nominal investment to your class. So I enjoy doing it. And so the things that we talked about were challenges for small businesses. Businesses have ridiculous challenges. And sometimes those challenges are, and I have about 4.5 minutes left, so I'm going to try to give you as much information as possible. I'm going to run through the overview really quick in terms of that class. We talked about small business challenges. We talked about your business, your structure, insurances. We talked about planning your business, financing your business, marketing your business, networking your business. You might say, well, what is that? How is that different from, you know, what I can get from SCORE and what I can get from SBA? Well, I'll give you an example. When I talk about, you know, challenges for small businesses, here's some of the challenges that we discuss and we drill down and I'm sitting there, access to working capital. We know that, you know, and what is working capital? That, you know, that's your assets minus your liabilities, and it measures your liquidity to be able to build your business. We really, you know, your other challenges are like lack of business training. That is a huge one. Small businesses don't want to invest in really training, even sometimes when the classes are free, but it will save your business. It's important. We talked about terms, you know, customers, how to make sure that you're getting paid for your services. Small businesses oftentimes face customers not paying. And so we talked about 50% methodology, 75% methodologies, full payment methodologies, trade methodologies, trade credit, you know, in terms of getting payments. You know, we will watch little videos, vignettes, because I am trying, and again, change management problems. Small businesses can be stubborn in how they view things because they're so personal with their business. But, you know, and sometimes you have to change your services. Your services, you might provide one thing and say you're providing some sort of benefit to that service or something, just kind of a little added benefit. And your customers might really love that rather than some other service that you might be providing. And weeks ago I talked about some businesses that they were small businesses and they turned into great businesses like Mattel Toys. And so they started out in one area and they ended up, they didn't start out as a toy company. They were a furniture, and I believe it was a furniture company, and then they began to make little toys. You know, they were making wooden tables or chairs, something. And I'll have to get that information. I don't have it off my notes here. But what they did is that they were making little toys, little just wooden chairs and tables, and found out that customers loved it. And so they changed their whole business model to just being a toy company and building toys. So, you know, you just never know, and you have to go with the pulse of the customers. Tell the customers what they want. And if you see a transition in your business, don't hang on so tight that you can't make smart decisions and transition and evolve your business. You know, Apple was very good at evolving, and so that's how they continue to grow. Now, we're going to see how that's going to happen over time with Steve Jobs not being here, and we're seeing his predecessor move through leading the company. I don't know. I don't know what Apple's future is going to be. I'm not as optimistic as I was before. I'm a little skeptical at their future. But, you know, these are things that we deal with in these classes. Our small business, our next class next month is going to be marketing and PR playbook, and we'll give you more information about that. But I have about 50 seconds left. Again, tune into our radio show, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen live at www.kdow.biz. I'm going to talk to you more about small business training. I'm going to give you information. I'm going to throw stuff your way. Connect with us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. You will always get more than you're getting from us. I mean, we will always give you more than what you're giving us. And so we want you to win, and we want you to succeed. And so, but I cannot care about your business more than you care about your business. So you have to do your due diligence and invest where it's smart and utilize services when you need them and purchase them. And again, as always, I like to say, you know, live life on purpose and with a purpose.